Fiance Friday, if you happen to have never heard Fiance Friday before, welcome. This is where we put on our detective badges, and we go out and we just try to figure out if someone is cheating or not. And we're really trying to help those who are about to say I do so they don't make the big mistake. They're not putting that ring on and then they're finding out that the person they're with is a creep. That's the best way to describe it, right?
Absolutely. Yep.
And today we're going to do that with Becca. Hi, Becca.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good. How are you feeling?
I am pretty nervous. I have listened to a few of these go really wrong.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, my coworkers and I listen every week, so that adds to the stress. But I'm just going to tell you what's going on.
Wait, so do you think your coworkers will be listening to this Fiance Friday then?
Yeah, they encouraged me to do it.
Okay, you are brave.
Oh, egging you on. Oh,
all right, well, tell us what's happening.
Okay, well, I recently got engaged to Scott. He proposed over Thanksgiving when my family was in town. Then after we got engaged, we moved in together, and it's been really, like, smooth sailing. There's been no reason to have any stupid fights. But the weird thing is Scott, like, never comes home on time. Like, I don't even know what it is or what's detaining him, but he takes hours to come home, and I'm trying to make dinner. I'm trying to, like, be, like, a little homemaker, and he's 3 hours late. And he always has a weird excuse, and I just don't know what's going on.
Yeah, especially when you're newly together, you would think he'd be rushing home after work to see you because he's excited about this new...
Yeah.
Right?
If I'm not number one, what is?
Yeah.
Unless, do you have any annoying habits? Do you, like, chew your fingernails or something? Is there something that he's asked you to stop doing that you won't stop doing?
Like, he doesn't even want to live there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. That's why it's so strange.
Let me ask you this. Did you move in to his place or did he move in to your place?
I moved into his place.
You moved into his place. Okay.
His domain.
Yeah.
So he should even want to get home even more.
Because
you know?
I was thinking maybe he moved into her place and he was like, I don't like this at all. And he's still paying rent on the old place.
Oh, yeah. We've had that before.
Yeah, playing some Xbox.
Uh-huh.
Hanging out with friends.
I just feel like it's a little disrespectful.
Yeah.
Because I keep trying to make dinner and do something structured. And I know that maybe structure scares him, but he proposed. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then why don't we figure out what he's doing after work and why he's not coming straight home to you. If it's okay with you, we'll grab Scott's number and we'll call him next for Fiance Friday. Baby, wake up.
I'm waking you up. The Mix Morning Fix with John, Monroe, and Jackson.
Mix 105.1.
Fiance Friday trying to help out Becca, who recently got engaged to Scott, and they just moved in with each other, which is always an exciting time, except for the fact that Scott sure doesn't seem excited. He's not coming home at night. Like, Becca's
That's
sitting there.
Weird.
I'm like, I cooked dinner. Like, where are you? And then, like, 3 or 4 hours later, like, finally, he's showing up through the door. And
there's probably some an adjustment period, though.
I get there's an adjustment period, but at the same time, again, this
if you're moving in with someone that you're in love with, you should want to get home to them immediately.
Yeah.
I'm
yeah,
not
you
saying you've been married for 15 years, you got a 7 and a 6-year-old at home, and you're sitting in your garage having a cry before going inside. Not that that's ever happened.
Yeah. That doesn't sound like personal
no,
experience
at all.
At all.
Exactly. Becca, are you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here, guys.
Okay, we're going to call Scott, and we're going to offer him a sensual couples massage. And we're going to see if he wants to bring you or if maybe there's someone else that he's seeing in the evenings, and that's who he wants to bring, okay?
Oh, this is horrible.
I just need from you permission to have Scott's voice on the radio.
I mean, it's fine by me.
Okay, great. That's all we needed. Jackson, are you ready?
Let's do it.
Yeah, hello?
Hi, is this Scott?
Hey, yeah, it is.
Hi, Scott. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you today?
Hey, I'm doing okay. How are you doing?
Hey, doing good, man. The reason I'm calling you today is because we're just trying to get the word out about our new massage parlor. Have you heard of the JJ&M Massage Parlor?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
All right, cool, man. So then I don't even have to sell you on it. Hopefully you'll just come in and do it. We're hoping to give a few free massages out to people who are going to come in, get a nice relaxing massage done, and then you and a romantic partner would just hopefully tell a couple of people about the parlor, try to get our foot traffic up a little bit.
Oh, all right, then, yeah, that sounds cool.
Awesome, man. So it would be
what
you
and
a... not much, man. Honestly, it's a couples massage. So it'd be you and a romantic partner together side by side. And then after you're done with your massage, we just move you over to the Serenity Room. To get that appointment booked, all I need is your name, which I already have. It, Scott, right?
Right. Yeah.
And what's the name of your romantic partner?
Becca.
Hey, all right.
Yay!
Oh, good.
Becca.
Okay, good. Hi, Scott.
Yeah.
Hey, Scott, I'm sorry. This you're no longer speaking with Jackson. This is actually John. You're on the radio right now on Mix 105.1. Monroe's here as well. How are you?
I'm good. Why am I on the radio?
Don't worry. Everything's going to be okay, I think. In fact, your fiance Becca, is on the line as well. Hey, Becca.
Hey, babe.
Why are we on the radio?
You want to tell Scott, Becca, what's going on?
Okay, this is kind of a weird way to do it. Where are you, like, every evening?
Like I told you, I work late sometimes. I got, like, reports and stuff.
Sometimes you're, like, hours late, and you know that I'm cooking.
Okay, all right, but you know, like, besides work, traffic sometimes, things just happen. Well, I may stop off at the store before I come in.
Well, Scott, I got to tell you, we do this thing called Fiancé Friday on our show, and we try to catch cheaters in the act. And you not coming home every night, it makes Becca feel like something else is going on, and it seems like you have an excuse always. So that's why we're calling.
I'm Becca. I'm not cheating on you. I'm
then
not.
What are you doing?
Like I said, some things come up, and I got to take care of them. I can't come home straight home all the time.
We're just curious, like Scott, what's going on? Like, what is keeping you from going home? Like, are you taking on a second job to help pay for the wedding? That's fine if you are. Like, we've heard those kind of things, but I feel like Becca needs to know because you're obviously having a lot of different excuses.
Oh, geez. I'm cheating, but not cheating like she thinks I'm like she thinking.
Oh.
Wait, no. I'm not cheating with a woman. I'm cheating.
Oh my God.
You're cheating on what?
I'm cheating with the dinner.
With the dinner?
Wait.
Yeah.
Are you eating someone else's cooking?
No, not eating someone else's cooking. This is ridiculous. All right, so I appreciate it. Since I moved in, like, she's been cooking, like, every night, you know, and I appreciate it. You know, she's doing her thing. I appreciate what she's trying to do. It's so sweet. But honestly, Becca, babe, like, you're a terrible cook. I'm sorry, baby.
That is not funny.
I love you to death.
Wait.
Becca,
are you
I love
serious?
You to death,
That's
baby.
Really
I
why
swear, I've
on.
Tried. I've tried so hard. But it's just sometimes chicken is burnt and raw at the same time. I don't know how that's even possible. I'm seriously scared for health at times. You know, I don't even make suggestions to her, like, the online delivery services that give you the step by step. And even though it's like she just ruined it.
Okay, all right. Look, I'm going to say on the positive, Becca. Scott hasn't been cheating, right? This is good.
That's good.
This is good.
And you can get better at cooking.
Her coworkers are listening to this.
But they know it's just the cooking. Yeah. They know the only thing he's been cheating on, if the only woman would be Betty Crocker. That's it. Like